Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about multitasking. It's all about some research that has been done in regard to this. Multitasking, trying to do two or more things at the same time. And, of course, if you ask most people about the fact that these surveys say people are no good at it, they will say, oh, but not me. You know, I'm really good at multitasking. It's those other people that are bad at it. I'm good at it.
Well, there's a popular stereotype out there that just says men are terrible at multitasking, but women are much better. At least in my own family, I can tell you my mom's much better at multitasking than my dad. He just wants to focus on one thing. We're going to learn about how your brain actually processes all of these tasks that you have in front of you. But like we always do, we're going to read through this first.You're working on an important presentation for tomorrow. Meanwhile, you're replying to messages from your group partner on your phone, trying to help your brother with his homework, and booking train tickets and hotels for your weekend trip. Before you know it, 2 hours have passed. Your presentation is nowhere near finished, and you haven't made any headway with your trip.Is it really more efficient to juggle so many tasks at once? According to a study conducted by Stanford University, multitasking can actually be counterproductive. Researchers discovered people who multitask aren't able to pay attention, retain information, or switch from one task to another, as well as those who complete a single task at a time. Research from the University of Sussex.Also suggests a link between multitasking and brain structure. Brain scans revealed people who frequently use multiple electronic devices at the same time have less brain density in the area of the brain responsible for cognitive and emotional control. Another study from the University of London also found that participants who multitaskedexperience a drop in their IQ scores. While the brain can take in multiple streams of information, it is not wired to tackle more than one task at a time. Anytime you pay attention to something, the prefrontal cortex of the brain is activated. This region spans the left and right sides of the brain, and both sides work together to complete a task.When we attempt to perform two tasks at once, however, each side is forced to work independently. As a result, we are slower and not nearly as good at either activity. So, what's a more productive way to work? Put everything down and focus on one task. Your brain will thank you, and you'll likely accomplish more.
Okay, let's talk about the price your brain pays to multitask. The price to pay means that you make some kind of sacrifice if you do something. There's going to be a high price to pay if you don't study for that test. It's very important to get a great score. But in any case, here we're talking about multitasking, and we're using the verb here to multitask.As a way to talk about doing two or more things at the same time by one person.
Right. So, once again, going to set the scene for you here in the first paragraph. Pretend you're working on an important presentation for tomorrow. When you see that word presentation, most people think, oh, PowerPoint. You might have some slides that you're preparing, and you could use that software, PowerPoint. Don't call it PPT, people. I hear PPT in Taiwan. Just say PowerPoint. You can use PowerPoint to prepare the slides, but you can actually give a presentation with no slides. Did you know that? You can just stand up in front of a group and speak. That's also a presentation.Nowadays, most people like some sort of visual effect. They either want slides or video or something kind of fancy to go along with what they have to say. But you don't really need anything. Presentation is just you giving some information to other people.
Exactly. So you're working on that presentation. Meanwhile, which means at the same time, you're replying to messages from your group partner on your phone, trying to help your brother with his homework and booking train tickets and hotels for your weekend trip. So you've got all these things on your mind. You need to prepare for that presentation. You also have to reply to messages from your group partner, which is very important. You've got to respond to those messages. Otherwise, they're going to send those messages to somebody else. And you're also on your phone because you need to help your brother with his homework. He's having trouble with his homework, so you got to help him do that. And then also, you've got this weekend trip coming up, and you've got to book those train tickets, and you've got to book those hotels. To book means to reserve those train tickets. You got to get those tickets before somebody else does, and you need to book those hotel rooms because somebody else is going to get them if you don't get them sooner. So you are doing all these things at the same time. This is a good sampling here, or a good example of multitasking.
Yeah, it sure is. Whoever we're talking about here has got their hands in a lot of pies, we'll sometimes say. So before you know it, 2 hours have passed. We often talk about how time flies. Wow, I can't believe how fast this last summer passed by for me. Time really flies, especially when you're busy. Now, your presentation is nowhere near finished after these 2 hours have passed, and you haven't made any headway with your trip. That phrase, to make some headway on something or to make some headway, just means you make some progress on something. But you haven't really made any progress with your trip. Of course, you had planned to try to get your train tickets and your hotel rooms booked, but you didn't get it done. So is it really more efficient to juggle a lot of tasks at once? If it's efficient, it means you're getting a lot of things done in a short amount of time. You're not wasting time. You can also be efficient with resources that you have. Maybe you don't want to waste any extra money you have, and you try to keep a careful, tight hand on a budget. But efficient usually just means you're achieving some maximum productivity with a minimum amount of time. If you're efficient, your boss probably loves you.
That's right. So we're asking this question, is it really more efficient to multitask? Is it really so efficient to juggle so many tasks at once? Juggling is when you take usually three or more objects and you throw them in the air and you try to catch them, like circus clowns will do that, or street performers will juggle with balls or bottles or things like that. And here we're using the word juggle to talk about just different tasks or challenges that you have to do. Yeah, is it really efficient to try to do so many things at once? Most people think it is efficient. Most research says it isn't. But let's go on and talk about some of this research in the next paragraph here. It says, according to a study conducted by Stanford University, multitasking can actually be counterproductive. This is according to some research or a study which was conducted or performed by Stanford University in California there. And this study concludes that multitasking can actually be counterproductive. If something's counterproductive, it actually isn't efficient. It actually makes things worse.
Yeah, it's not helping you at all. So researchers discovered people who multitask aren't able to pay attention, retain information, or switch from one task to another, as well as those who just complete a single task at a time or focus on one task at a time. If you're a researcher, guys, you're probably trying to understand a field of study at a really high level. So you're getting into the really nitty-gritty of something. You're really studying something at a great depth, you could say. Usually, researchers are people who have gone on to either have master's degrees or PhDs in something, and they're very interested in a particular field. These researchers actually discovered or found out that people who multitask really aren't that great at paying attention to everything at the same level. if you retain information or if you retain anything, you keep it with you. You don't let go of it. So you have possession of something, you continue to have it. And to switch just means to change from one thing to another. If you switch from one task to another, it means you're focusing on one task and then you try to focus on another task. We often talk about switch hitters in baseball. If you're a switch hitter, it means you can either bat with your left arm or your right arm. They're very valuable.
Exactly. So that's what this study has concluded. The researchers who participated in this study discovered that they can't pay attention, they can't keep or retain the information, and they can't switch from one task to another, as well as those who complete a single task at a time. So if you sit down and try to work on your presentation,And just forget about all those other things. You'll actually do a good job with that presentation. When you're done with it, then you can switch over and start replying to those messages and focus on that only. And then switch over to helping your brother with his homework. And then switching over to booking the train tickets. And then switch over to booking the hotels.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to do all that stuff at the same time. If you do that one task at a time, you'll probably actually do a much better job in a shorter amount of time. But as I said before, I think most people think, well, I'm the exception. I can multitask. They must be talking about other people, not me.
Yeah, that's certainly not me. We all think that. So research from the University of Sussex also suggests a link between multitasking and brain structure, how something is built. Brain scans are when they take pictures of what's happening inside your brain. Revealed people who frequently use multiple electronic devices at the same time have less brain density. Very interesting, because right now I'm actually using two electronic devices. Multiple means more than two. It can also mean several. I often use several and multiple. Electronic means it's got some part in it that is operating with a microchip, and that's what most of our electronic devices today are running on. They're like little tiny computers. So if you're using these devices at the same time, your brain's going to have less brain density. That doesn't sound good to me. If something's dense, it's how compact a substance is. For example, let me use something that we can relate to a little bit more than a brain. Sometimes we have fog. If you're up high on a mountain in the morning, there's a lot of fog from the clouds. If it's really dense, you can't see through the fog. But once it lifts and it's a little lighter, you can see through it.
Exactly. So what multitasking does is it makes your brain kind of like a big piece of sponge cake or something like that. It's all full of air holes. It looks like Swiss cheese. So yeah, think about that. That's happening to your brain as you're using those multiple electronic devices. But again, that's not referring to you. Of course, you're able to do that. Everybody else has this problem. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson for today. Let's take a break right now and we'll come back in a second.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要谈论的是大脑的许多同时间处理很多的工作。首先在第一段的一刚开始提到了明天要交 presentation, 报告，还要回复讯息协助弟弟的功课，还要计划呢 your weekend trip, 你的周末旅行。而在这样子的情况之下呢，第一个空格到底该填哪一个句子，我们可以再看看第一个空格后面的句子提到Is it really more efficient to juggle so many tasks at once? 难道呢，同一个时间处理这么多的工作会比较有效率吗？回应前面又要搭配后面的文意。第一题的标准答案，我们可以选择一选项。Sentence E 里面提到 Your presentation is nowhere near finished and you haven't made any headway with your trip.提到了前面的你呢，两个小时过去了，报告一样呢，根本 没有任何进展，而就连想要规划的旅游还没有任何的进展。来呼应前面文章所提到的内容，再来提到后面的说，同一个时间做这么多的工作会比较有效率吗？提出了这样的疑问。所以搭配前后文意，第一题的标准答案就选择一选项。第二个开头呢，我们来看一下第二段的开头的第二个句子，写着 Researchers discovered people who multitask aren't able to pay attention. 其实呢，研究发现这样子的人他是没有办法呢去集中注意力，还有后面的一些缺点。提到了研究，那我们就要来看看第二题，我们可以选择 F 选项。F 选项里面提到According to a study conducted by Stanford University, multitasking can actually be counterproductive. 在这里提到的是史丹佛大学所进行的一项研究指出，如果呢你同时间兼顾这么多的工作，一心多用的成效有可能会是适得其反的。其实 productive 指的呢是非常有多生产力的，但是加了 counter 这个字则是有反作用的意思，本来可以很有效率，到最后变成没有效率而没有任何的进展。这是史丹佛大学所进行的研究，所以第二题就可以选择 F 选项来回应后面的句子，讲到研究的发现其实这样的效果并不是很好的。第三个句子呢，要来看看后面的句子，提到 brain scans revealed， 后面的句子提到了大脑扫描的结果显示出来是怎么样呢？我们可以用 D 选项。 Sentence D 里面提到 Research from the University of Sussex also suggestsA link between multitasking and brain structure. 在这里有几个重要的关键字，首先是讲到 also， 刚刚是史丹佛的研究，这一次提到的呢是由 University of Sussex， 他们也提出了这样的想法，所以呢第三个空格可以选择 D 选项，另外一所大学也是认为，而且这里的认为是认为呢在处理多项工作跟大脑的结构中间是有连接，就来回应后面的句子，提到了 brain scans 经由扫描大脑所呈现出来的结果，所以第三题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson for today. We're talking about some research done at Stanford University and also some research done at the University of Sussex in England. And that particular study suggests a relationship between multitasking and brain structure. The more you multitask, the less dense your brain is going to be, especially in the area of the brain that is responsible for cognitive and emotional control. Cognitive is related to cognition, which is basically how you get information, how you learn things, and how you process that information and then remember it in the brain. In other words, cognition has to do with remembering things and getting smarter. If you use many multiple electronic devices, you're not going to be smart.
Right. So another study happened at the University of London, and they also found that participants, people who were participating in the study, who multitasked, experienced a drop in their IQ scores. Most of us are tested for our IQ when we're younger, especially like in elementary school, I remember being tested. So your IQ is your intelligence quotient. Quotient is a figure or a number. And they kind of test you to see where you are on that scale of IQ. So you actually get dumber if you're multitasking. So there's something you need to consider. I don't know if any of us want to be dumber.
No one does, no. So yes, but I've never taken an IQ test myself because I'm afraid the score will be too low to admit, and I don't want to tell other people what the score is going to be. But while the brain can take in multiple streams of information, it is not wired to tackle more than one task at a time. So indeed, we are taking in multiple streams of information, especially when you're going about your business, you're hearing things, you're smelling things, you're looking at things. So indeed, the brain can take in lots of information from different sources. It's interesting here we're using the word stream here because we can get streams of information from the internet or streaming. We can watch a streaming video, for example, from YouTube. We can take these things in. We can learn them. We can take in that information or let it into our brains. But on the other hand, our brains are not wired to tackle more than one task. If it's wired, that means it just has this ability. It has the neurons, the connections in your brain. And to tackle means to accept some kind of challenge and try to overcome it. So, yeah, our brains aren't really built to do many things at the same time.
Tackle in literal sense to me means to like grab somebody and drag them down to the ground. If you've ever watched American football or even rugby, you've probably seen men tackle other men. But here, like Tom said, it's more figurative, which just means you kind of, you know, work on something so it doesn't beat you. You're wired to tackle or confront or work on something. Yeah, I'm surprised. So our brain isn't really set up or, you know, created that way to tackle more than one task at a time. So anytime you pay attention to something, the prefrontal cortex of the brain is activated. We're being very scientific here, and we're using the science word for a part of our brain that is being active as we're thinking. Prefrontal means the foremost part of the frontal lobe of your brain. You might want to look up what your brain looks like on the internet and take a look at that prefrontal cortex of the brain. I only hear these words when I'm watching a medical show on TV. So, yeah, those are very scientific words, prefrontal cortex.
Right. So if you're paying attention to something, of course, that part of your brain becomes activated. It's doing stuff. And this region spans the left and right sides of the brain. So it's on both sides of your brain. And then both sides work together to complete a task. You've got your mind focused on one task or one item in the prefrontal cortex. So therefore, you're able to get these things done pretty efficiently. When we attempt to perform two tasks at once, however, each side is forced to work independently. So that's the different sides of the brain there.
Yeah.
They are forced to work independently by themselves. That's when we attempt or when we try to perform two things at the same time. So that doesn't really sound good. We're kind of becoming scatterbrained at that point.
Yeah, if somebody's a scatterbrain, we use it as a noun and as an adjective. Wow, I feel really scatterbrained today. It feels like your brain is just not functioning as one unit. It seemed to be all over the place. There are a lot of people who are scatterbrains out there. Maybe sometimes you feel that way yourself, though you're not typically that way. You want those two sides of your brain to actually work together. You can produce a better result. So that's the warning there. When you attempt to multitask, you're actually splitting up the left and right sides of your brain, and they're not working together to complete whatever task is in front of you. So it's kind of an interesting study. I didn't realize this at all. I've never heard this before.
Me too. And this kind of reminds me, Facebook has this feature. If you're watching a video and you scroll down the page, the video screen will appear on the left side so you can keep watching it while you're looking at the other stuff. But when I do that, I notice that I'm really not paying attention to that video and I'm getting confused. It's actually exhausting. It's actually tiring for me. So I just say, screw it. I'm going back and I'm going to watch that video without scrolling down. And I think Facebook and other things like that kind of promotes.
A lot of news sites are doing that now.
Basically, they expect you to have all these things like cable TV also has these news stories appearing on the bottom of the screen. And I highly doubt people are really remembering all the things they see on the screen.
Yeah, if you're watching a news channel, they'll have something, those words that crawl along the bottom are called crawlers. I used to work in news. So, yeah, they want you to be reading that, listening to the interview on TV at the same time. Sometimes you just need to focus on one thing. I've noticed that I prefer to read without music on in the background. I love music so much that it's hard for me to focus when the music's on. I had lots of coworkers in New York City that would sit at their desks with their iPods and listen to music while they were creating documents. I couldn't because I love music so much, I would just listen to the music. I'd want to just, you know, totally relax with the music, but sometimes you can't do that. So you might take a look at your own life and see where you're currently multitasking, and if maybe you need to cut that out or decrease that amount of multitasking so that you can be more productive overall.
Yeah, I think it's okay to listen to music or something if you're washing dishes or sweeping the floor.
Right.
Those are mundane tasks. But if you're trying to prepare a presentation or help your brother with his homework, then that's multitasking and it's harder. So here in the final paragraph, we ask the question, so what's a more productive way to work? Yes, how can we produce more? How can we be more efficient? Well, put everything down and focus on one task. Focus on that presentation and help your brother with his homework and book those hotel tickets later on.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. So that's, I guess, the concluding part there. You might just want to try what it feels like to focus again on one task at one time, maybe one device at one time, not three devices at the same time, and see how the results compare with multitasking. I think that'll give you a good idea of what you need to do in the future. It says your brain will thank you and you'll likely accomplish more, and that's what we all want to do.
That's all what we want to do, but I highly doubt people are going to stop that.
It's true.
Nowadays, with all these devices, pretty much you have to multitask.
True.
Don't even reconsider that. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格前面的句子提到 Anytime you pay attention to something, the prefrontal cortex of the brain is activated. 这里提到呢是任何时候当你专注在某件事情上的时候脑部的前额叶皮质区就会被启动活化起来。那么顺着这样的文意后面又提到 When we attempt to perform two tasks at once, however, each side is forced to work independently. 当我们如果被迫要在同一个时间从事两个工作的话 each side 指的就是两者之间的每一个两边呢都被迫要独立的工作什么东西呢原来是前面提到大脑然后大脑有左脑跟右脑所以第四题我们可以选择 C 选项Sentence C 里面提到 This region spans the left and right sides of the brain and both sides work together to complete a task 这里就提到了回应前面所谓的 The prefrontal cortex of the brain 也就是脑部的前额叶皮质区呢是横跨 spans 这个左脑跟右脑而且需要两个左脑跟右脑一起来才能够完成任务但是如果你被迫同一个时间去执行两个工作那么就被迫要独立的工作了所以第四题搭配前后文意标准答案选择 C 选项看了这么多的研究跟结论所以第五个空格前面提到 put everything down and focus on one task 那么你就把一切都放下来只要专注在一件事上就好了这样子呢你的大脑就会感谢你因为你的效率也会比较好一点所以第五题我们可以选择 Sentence A A 句里面提到 Your brain will thank you and you'll likely accomplish more 搭配文意正确的答案第五题就选择 A 选项 OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.